Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Garland Braxton. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Whatwood. The throw to the second, and Whatwood is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kerr out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Braxton hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnes tags and scores. Cecil tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Com moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Dykes scores. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. Simmons scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Walsh now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 2 in the game. Shores hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bigsweet now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 3 in the game. Shores takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Haas scores. Boley moves to third. Shores moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Boley scores. Shores moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shores scores. Bishop scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Big Swede. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.